planet, LeBron James. What's good, LeBron?
Oh, man, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Yo, man, thank you for coming on the show, man. Since I got up here, everyone has told me a famous story about you at this station. Tell me about the day of the blackout.
Oh, man, I was I was there. I think I was a sophomore in high school, junior in high school, and I came up there with me and Jay, Eddie Curry, Jamal Crawford, and we was on the radio because we was about to, go to, to the greatest outdoor basketball court that lives. I think you know what that is, right?
But of course.
So we on the radio, and we're going to face, Terror Squad. and me and Big Homie, Jay, we talking on the radio about that we ready, and, let's get it on, and, I think we was excited, and, I think we all know what happened that night with the blackout.
How long were you here? I heard you and Jay were sitting here for, like, hours, like, because this was the only place that had power.
Listen, yes, we was there for hours. That was the only place in the city that had power. We was getting the game. We was trying to get trucks that could bring power to the stadium. We had so many people, over at Rucker Park that you couldn't even drive. You had to, like, walk for miles to try to get to the gym.
Yo, tell me, how big a hip-hop head are you? Of course, we all know about your affiliation with Hov, but, like, day-to-day, what kind of hip-hop do you listen to?
I listen to all kinds, all genres. I mean, I like music. I'm a big music head. But I haven't been able to put Blueprint 3 down the last few weeks. I mean, I just can't put it down to listen to anything else.
Well, yo, your man came through again. Jay-Z's second week, 300,000 copies.
Yeah, I talked to him, and I want to know exactly what mindset and what zone he got into, because he's, to be the best and to continue to put it out there like that, he did it. He definitely did it.
Have you learned a lot from him? Like, early on, it's sort of, I've always thought your relationship sort of interesting, because you're like, you're like Superman in sports, and yet you can tell the clear admiration you have for Jay. What is it about Jay that you really took to from day one?
I think the main thing was kind of like the similar backgrounds growing up, growing up in inner city, and growing up, honestly, with just really without a father figure around and having to grow up fast. I think I really related to that, and having to have the struggles that we had as kids and then persevere, just not wanting to be a statistic, not wanting to be what everybody think our life should be. And then his music is very captivating, and I kind of, grew towards that when I was in high school. And then when I got the opportunity to meet him, it just took off.
Let's transition to the movie More Than a Game. I'm going to start with the music side of it. Did you have any part, any idea that you were going to get that track forever with Drake, Kanye, and all those dudes on one track? Was that at all something you knew about, or was it just a pleasant surprise?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to G. Roberson, man. He came through for us, and, when we got an opportunity to know that Drake and Wayne and Kanye and then M would do the track for us, for the soundtrack, for the it was like, wow. We didn't even have to hear the chorus or the verses. We already knew it was going to be a smash.
Tell us about the movie, man. I'm really excited to see this. My man saw a premiere down in D.C. like a while ago and was telling me about it. How early does the movie start chronicling, like, your youth team?
Well, we got footage all the way from when I was 9 years old. I mean, we got pictures and still photos from when I was two. It's official, man. It goes way back, which basically helped me become who I am today. There's probably one NBA footage, and that's at the very, very end of the movie. There's nothing to do with NBA in this.
Absolutely. I gotta ask you this. Of course, More Than a Game. When's More Than a Game in theaters, by the way?
October 2nd,
More Than a Game in theaters. I gotta ask you this. For some reason, I have it in my head that I feel like you're a bit of a wrestling fan as well. Did I make that up, or are you a wrestling head?
I used to when I was a kid. I used to be so in love as a kid. When I was back in the days, I used to jump off my couch and land on the floor.
Who are your favorites as a kid growing up?
As a kid, it was Ultimate Warrior, Sting. I used to love Sting. And then we're like, at least like British Beefcake and Jake the Snake. I used to like all those guys.
Well, listen, LeBron, we appreciate you taking the time out. I know you got to run and got a lot to do. We wish you the best of luck in the movie. It's out October 2nd, More Than a Game. From one hip-hop head to another, we've been the whole hip-hop community, you know, is proud of you and has enjoyed watching you, you know, develop into a true superstar. And that is LeBron James, More Than a Game in theaters October 2nd.